Now we come to the last pilgrim psalm. And, may I say, we've arrived. This is it, this 134th psalm. And it's the final song. This is the grand amen. Probably not a sevenfold amen, but a threefold one. Notice it. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Now you see the pilgrim. He's come from a ghetto, come from a place where he's under suspicion. He was being criticized, maligned, lied about. His neighborhood wasn't good. Now he's come up to Jerusalem. He's now in the sanctuary. And he's lifting up his hands in the sanctuary and he's blessing the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. And in turn, he's looking for the blessing of God to be upon his life. This is a great worship psalm, and this is something that should be incorporated today in our worship. May I venture this? And this, of course, is always the curse of being a retired preacher. You can always tell the other fellow what to do, whether you did it yourself or not. And I know something about retired preachers. I used to have many of them in my congregation, and today I happen to be one of them. So you can always tell what's wrong. Maybe we ought not to major in that, and I try not to, but when the time comes, somebody ought to say something. Let me say this, and I can speak freely. I trust you understand that. I believe that worship today is entirely too formal. Now, I do not believe that we should have fanatical outbreaks in worship. But there are a lot of us that can't sing to express our thoughts. I just have to stand, you know, in a service just like a dummy. I can't sing. I can't carry a tune. And my wife, she doesn't even want me to even try to sing when I'm standing with her in a service. She says, everybody turns and looks at you, and it's not a very pleasant look that they're giving you. Well, frankly, I can't sing. But I just like some time to, as it were, just say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How wonderful God is. Or God is good. We need a little bit more informality today. Our services are just a little stiff and stilted. Maybe I'm starting some sort of a revolution. I could hope so. This is a wonderful song.